Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, Lamar Steger. One more day with Lamar as we talk about what consumers are demanding in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Cow-calf operator Lamar Steger is also a consultant and advisor to Walmart in their beef business. And he says things are really changing with consumers, especially after a year of pandemic that's allowed them to understand they don't have to go to the grocery store for everything.
The phrase around Bentonville that you hear is we have to win in fresh. Like if we don't win in fresh, and my daughter gets all of her consumables from paper towels to green beans, she's getting that delivered to her house from either Amazon or Walmart. I hope it's Walmart, but it's probably Amazon in some cases. And so what are the areas that people are still going to go in the grocery store that are still going to drive loyalty? And that is win in fresh. So a couple things that customers are not just telling the grocers that the price point that they're willing to pay for beef, and they're not just voting on the size, but they're also starting to really get vocal about where, and they really mean it. I think they really mean it. They want to know where their food comes from. They want to know that they can trust their food supply chain, and the commodity market of meat and selling it at the sale barn or selling it whatever, and never knowing where your meat is going, or the grocery store never really knowing where that meat came from is just going to be something that it's not going to happen overnight, I don't think, but it is going to be something that consumers are going to continue to demand, that they want to know where their meat comes from, and the track and traceability from the consumer demanding it, not the government demanding it, and not other influences of our supply chain demanding it. But when consumers demand it, we better respond.
And when it comes to the meat they buy for their families, Lamar says they're very particular.
Obviously, people are more particular. I mentioned what I call the foodie culture. Our consumers are so much more particular about the meat, and they're evaluating it more. The color of the meat in the tray, on the counter, that there's some nuances of color. And traditionally, the dairy influenced ones has had a little bit different color than the beef influenced steaks. And so I know that the folks that are on the front end of the technology for beef on dairy are really addressing that issue. But consumers can't tell you what they want in a steak necessarily. But when they see it on the counter and one of them's flat and the other one has some extension to it, they're voting there too.
And Lamar brings this all back around to the company that he's been advising for the last several years.
One of the senior Walmart meat buyers, he can just walk down the counter and he can say, that one's dairy, this one's beef, this one. He can see it because he's just doing it all the time. They feel so passionate about this on their meat team. They actually in November have hired a really good rancher. It's a great guy, Grant Keenan. He worked for the Brangus Association. He's run two great big, pretty large commercial operations and done some other things in the feedlot area. And they feel so passionate about it. They want a rancher, not just a consultant who has a history in ranching, but they want a rancher on their staff. And I was thinking about the other day, Dr. Gillespie, is like, how many feedlots or how many ranchers are using a grocer? Like, even if you're not big enough that you're going to have a grocer on your staff, like, do you know a grocer that you can be talking to about what the grocery customers are demanding from the grocery store?
Comments from Lamar Steger from a Boehringer Ingelheim webinar from a few weeks back, talking about the cow-calf end of our cattle business and how it needs to relate to the end user, to the consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.